random thoughts. Today I want to talk about a real tough one. A real tough one. You know, I used to often wonder why so many parents want to homeschool their children or take them to a private school. Well, now I know why. Because you see, our public schools, especially here in the United States, that's all I can speak for, that's what I know, they're indoctrinating our young children. And unfortunately, the indoctrination is towards socialism. And they lie and they do anything to make you believe BS like global warming. I mean, what BS? It's stupid. So that's what I'm going to talk about today. Okay. The other day, I was checking one of my videos on here, the one that I believe is the end of America as we know it. And one 13-year-old boy said to me, he left a comment, and I remember this comment specifically because I was really shocked that this kid actually had the good sense to know what was going on. What the kid said to me was basically that they were trying to feed him a bunch of baloney at school and about Obama doing the election, and all they told them about Obama was he's for change, and that's it. They never told him about his policies or anything like that. I mean, this is a shrewd young man. I applaud this young man, I do. But this young man questioned the audacity that the whole media had to elect such an idiot.
Damn it.
But I'm getting my conservative values into this. I'm trying to be objective. But it's hard to be objective when in school they're indoctrinating the children. I mean, it's really wrong for them to try to do these things, you know? So I definitely applaud that kid. And I wish more 13-year-olds were as smart as this kid. You have to look at both sides of the coin. You can't look at one side of the coin, especially can't trust anything that the drive-by say. Well, I call it, well, when I say drive-by, that's a Rush Limbaugh term. What I mean is the media, you know, the mainstream media, like, you know, like NBC or CSNBC, CNN. They only give you the liberal views. And I wish they all would pack their shit up and move to the UK, because I'm sick to death of them all, especially with this healthcare debate. Folks, all you have to do is look in Canada and look in the UK, and you could see what type of a boondoggle the healthcare system is out there. I mean, they rationalize your healthcare, whether you could live or die. Some people, they wait months and sometimes even years to get an operation. If had they been here and they got it right away, they would live, but they waited so long that the cancer spread and then they died. Is that what you want here? Don't be stupid. You have to keep calling and writing your congressman and tell them, hell no, we don't want universal health care. No, 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 plain and simple. And I really don't give any of you parents, I really don't blame any of you parents for pulling your children out of I call it mainstream school, public school. I don't blame you for pulling them out of there and homeschooling them or taking them to a private school. I really don't blame you. The colleges are just as bad with these college professors with their liberal crap. You could screw yourself. I don't want this liberal crap here. I wanted to stay the hell out of America. I mean, our founding fathers is probably rolling over in their graves saying, what has happened to this country? What has happened to this country? It's just wrong. And what can we do about this? Keep going to those town meetings. Keep letting your congressmen know that you don't like this. And just just keep the debate alive. But mostly in 2010, vote as many on all of these liberal Democrats out of office. Every single one of them. Vote them out. Ultimately, I'd like to see in 2012, you kick this idiot out of there and put a conservative in there. But we take one step at a time. One step at a time. One step at a time. Thank you. I was glad to get that off my chest. So, until next time, keep watching those videos and keep up the good fight.